chapters 9 through 12 of the Book of Daniel from the Young's Literal Translation of the Bible. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Mark Penfold. Daniel chapters 9 through 12. Chapter 9. In the first year of Darius, son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of the Medes, who hath been made king over the kingdom of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, have understood by books the number of the years, in that a word of Jehovah hath been unto Jeremiah the prophet, concerning the fulfilling of the wastes of Jerusalem, 70 years. And I set my face unto the Lord God, to seek by prayer and supplications, with fasting, and sackcloth, and ashes. And I pray to Jehovah my God, and confess, and say, I beseech thee, O Lord God, the great and the fearful, keeping the covenant and the kindness to those loving him, and to those keeping his commands. We have sinned, and done perversely, and done wickedly, and rebelled, to turn aside from thy commands, and from thy judgments. And we have not hearkened unto thy servants the prophets, who have spoken in thy name unto our kings, our heads, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. To thee, O Lord, is the righteousness, and to us the shame of face, as at this day, to the men of Judah, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and to all Israel who are near, and who are far off, in all the lands whither thou hast driven them, in their trespass that they have trespassed against thee. O Lord, to us is the shame of face, to our kings, to our heads, and to our fathers, in that we have sinned against thee. To the Lord our God are the mercies and the forgivenesses, for we have rebelled against him, and have not hearkened to the voice of Jehovah our God, to walk in his laws that he hath set before us by the hand of his servants the prophets. And all Israel have transgressed thy law, to turn aside, so as not to hearken to thy voice. And poured on us is the execration, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, servant of God, because we have sinned against him. And he confirmeth his words that he hath spoken against us, and against our judges who have judged us, to bring in upon us great evil, in that it hath not been done under the whole heavens, as it hath been done in Jerusalem. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this evil hath come upon us, and we have not appeased the face of Jehovah our God, to turn back from our iniquities, and to act wisely in thy truth. And Jehovah doth watch for the evil, and bringeth it upon us. For righteous is Jehovah our God concerning all his works that he hath done, and we have not hearkened to his voice. And now, O Lord our God, who hast brought forth thy people from the land of Egypt by a strong hand, and dost make for thee a name as at this day, we have sinned, we have done wickedly. O Lord, according to all thy righteous acts, let turn back, I pray thee, thine anger and thy fury from thy city Jerusalem, thy holy mount, for by our sins and by the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and thy people are for a reproach to all our neighbors. And now hearken, O our God, unto the prayer of thy servant, and unto his supplication, and cause thy face to shine on thy sanctuary that is desolate, for the Lord's sake. Incline, O my God, thine ear, and hear, open thine eyes, and see our desolations, and the city on which thy name is called. For not for our righteous acts are we causing our supplications to fall before thee, but for thine mercies that are many. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, attend and do. Do not delay for thine own sake, O my God, for thy name is called on thy city and on thy people. And while I am speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel and causing my supplication to fall before Jehovah my God for the holy mount of my God, yea, while I am speaking in power, then that one Gabriel, whom I had seen in vision at the commencement, being caused to fly swiftly, is coming unto me at the time of the evening present. And he giveth understanding, and speaketh with me, and saith, O Daniel, now I have come forth to cause thee to consider understanding wisely. At the commencement of thy supplications hath the word come forth, and I have come to declare it, for thou art greatly desired, and understand thou concerning the matter, and consider concerning the appearance. 70 weeks are determined for thy people, and for thy holy city, to shut up the transgression, and to seal up sins, and to cover iniquity, and to bring in righteousness age-during, and to seal up vision and prophet, and to anoint the Holy of Holies. And thou dost know, and dost consider wisely, from the going forth of the word to restore and to build Jerusalem, till Messiah the leader is 7 weeks, and 62 weeks. The broad place hath been built again, and the rampart, even in the distress of the times. And after the 62 weeks, cut off is Messiah, and the city and the holy place are not his. The leader who hath come doth destroy the people, and its end is with a flood, and till the end is war, determined are desolations. And he hath strengthened a covenant with many, 1 week, and in the midst of the week he causeth sacrifice and present to cease, and by the wing of abominations he is making desolate, even till the consummation, and that which is determined is poured on the desolate one. Chapter 10. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing is revealed to Daniel, whose name is called Belteshazzar, and the thing is true, and the warfare is great, and he hath understood the thing, and hath understanding about the appearance. In those days I, Daniel, have been mourning 3 weeks of days. Desirable bread I have not eaten, and flesh and wine hath not come in unto my mouth, and I have not anointed myself at all till the completion of 3 weeks of days. And in the 24th day of the first month, I have been by the side of the great river, that is, Hiddekel. And I lift up mine eyes, and look, and lo, a certain one clothed in linen, and his loins girt with pure gold of Uphaz, and his body as a beryl, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet as the aspect of bright brass, and the voice of his words as the voice of a multitude. And I have seen, I, Daniel, by myself, the appearance. And the men who have been with me have not seen the appearance, but a great trembling hath fallen on them, and they flee to be hidden. And I have been left by myself, and I see this great appearance, and there hath been no power left in me, and my honour hath been turned in me to corruption, yea, I have not retained power. And I hear the voice of his words, and when I hear the voice of his words, then I have been in a trance, on my face, and my face is to the earth. And lo, a hand hath come against me, and shaketh me on my knees and the palms of my hands. And he saith unto me, Daniel, man greatly desired, attend to the words that I am speaking unto thee, and stand on thy station, for now I have been sent unto thee. And when he speaketh with me this word, I have stood trembling. And he saith unto me, Do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst give thy heart to understand, and to humble thyself before thy God, thy words have been heard, and I have come because of thy words. And the head of the kingdom of Persia is standing over against me 21 days. And lo, Michael, first of the chief heads, hath come in to help me, and I have remained there near the kings of Persia. And I have come to cause thee to understand that which doth happen to thy people in the latter end of the days, for yet the vision is after days. And when he speaketh with me about these things, I have set my face toward the earth, and have been silent. And lo, as the manner of the sons of men, he is striking against my lips, and I open my mouth, and I speak, and say unto him who is standing over against me, My Lord, by the appearance turned have been my pangs against me, and I have retained no power. And how is the servant of this my Lord able to speak this with my Lord? As for me, henceforth there remaineth in me no power, yea, breath hath not been left in me. And he addeth, and striketh against me, as the appearance of a man, and strengtheneth me. And he saith, Do not fear, O man greatly desired. Peace to thee. Be strong. Yea, be strong. And when he speaketh with me, I have strengthened myself. And I say, Let my Lord speak, for thou hast strengthened me. And he saith, Hast thou known why I have come unto thee? And now I turn back to fight with the head of Persia. Yea, I am going forth, and lo, the head of Javan hath come. But I declare to thee that which is noted down in the writing of truth. And there is not one strengthening himself with me concerning these, except Michael, your head. Chapter 11. And I, in the first year of Darius the Mede, my standing is for a strengthener, and for a stronghold to him. And now, truth I declare to thee, lo, yet three kings are standing for Persia, and the fourth doth become far richer than all. And according to his strength by his riches, he stirreth up the whole with the kingdom of Javan. And a mighty king hath stood, and he hath ruled a great dominion, and hath done according to his will. And according to his standing is his kingdom broken, and divided to the four winds of the heavens, and not to his posterity, nor according to his dominion that he ruled. For his kingdom is plucked up, and for others apart from these. And a king of the south, even of his princes, doth become strong, and doth prevail against him, and hath ruled. A great dominion is his dominion. And at the end of years they do join themselves together, and a daughter of the king of the south doth come in unto the king of the north to do upright things, and she doth not retain the power of the arm, and he doth not stand, nor his arm. And she is given up, she and those bringing her in, and her child, and he who is strengthening her in these times. And one hath stood up from a branch of her roots, in his station, and he cometh in unto the bulwark, yea, he cometh into a stronghold of the king of the south, and hath wrought against them, and hath done mightily. And also their gods, with their princes, with their desirable vessels of silver and gold, into captivity he bringeth into Egypt, and he doth stand more years than the king of the north. And the king of the south hath come into the kingdom, and turned back unto his own land. And his sons stir themselves up, and have gathered a multitude of great forces. And he hath certainly come in, and overflowed, and passed through, and he turneth back, and they stir themselves up unto his stronghold. And the king of the south doth become embittered, and hath gone forth and fought with him, with the king of the north, and hath caused a great multitude to stand, and the multitude hath been given into his hand. And he hath carried away the multitude, his heart is high, and he hath caused myriads to fall, and he doth not become strong. And the king of the north hath turned back, and hath caused a multitude to stand, greater than the first. And at the end of the times, a second time, he doth certainly come in with a great force, and with much substance. And in those times many do stand up against the king of the south, and sons of the destroyers of thy people do lift themselves up to establish the vision, and they have stumbled. And the king of the north cometh in, and poureth out a mount, and hath captured fenced cities. And the arms of the south do not stand, nor the people of his choice, yea, there is no power to stand. And he who is coming unto him doth according to his will, and there is none standing before him, and he standeth in the desirable land, and it is wholly in his hand. And he setteth his face to go in with the strength of his whole kingdom, and upright ones with him. And he hath wrought, and the daughter of women he giveth to him, to corrupt her, and she doth not stand, nor is for him. And he turneth back his face to the isles, and hath captured many. And a prince hath caused his reproach of himself to cease. Without his reproach he turneth it back to him. And he turneth back his face to the strongholds of his land, and hath stumbled and fallen, and is not found. and stand up on his station hath one causing an exactor to pass over the honor of the kingdom, and in a few days he is destroyed, and not in anger nor in battle, and stood up on his station hath a despicable one, and they have not given unto him the honor of the kingdom, and he hath come in quietly, and hath strengthened the kingdom by flatteries. And the arms of the flood are overflowed from before him, and are broken, and also the leader of the covenant. And after they join themselves unto him, he worketh deceit, and hath increased, and hath been strong by a few of the nation. Peaceably even into the fertile places of the province he cometh, and he hath done that which his fathers did not, nor his fathers' fathers. Prey and spoil and substance, to them he scattereth, and against fenced places he deviseth his devices, even for a time. And he stirreth up his power and his heart against the king of the south with a great force, and the king of the south stirreth himself up to battle with a very great and mighty force, and standeth not, for they devise devices against him. And those eating his portion of food destroy him, and his force overfloweth, and fallen have many wounded. And both of the king's hearts are to do evil, and at one table they speak lies, and it doth not prosper. For yet the end is at a time appointed, and he turneth back to his land with great substance, and his heart is against the holy covenant, and he hath wrought, and turned back to his land. At the appointed time he turneth back, and hath come against the south, and it is not as the former, and as the latter. And ships of Chittim have come in against him, and he hath been pained, and hath turned back, and hath been insolent towards the holy covenant, and hath wrought, and turned back, and he understandeth concerning those forsaking the holy covenant, and strong ones out of him stand up, and have polluted the sanctuary, the stronghold, and have turned aside the continual sacrifice, and appointed the desolating abomination. And those acting wickedly against the covenant he defileth by flatteries, and the people knowing their God are strong, and have wrought. And the teachers of the people give understanding to many, and they have stumbled by word, and by flame, by captivity, and by spoil, days. And in their stumbling they are helped, a little help, and joined to them have been many with flatteries. And some of the teachers do stumble for refining by them, and for purifying, and for making white, till the end of the time, for it is yet for a time appointed. And the king hath done according to his will, and exalteth himself, and magnifieth himself against every god, and against the God of gods he speaketh wonderful things, and hath prospered till the indignation hath been completed, for that which is determined hath been done. And unto the God of his fathers he doth not attend, nor to the desire of women, yea, to any god he doth not attend, for against all he magnifieth himself. And to the God of strongholds, on his station he giveth honor, yea, to a God whom his fathers knew not, he giveth honor, with gold, and with silver, and with precious stone, and with desirable things. And he hath dealt in the fortresses of the strongholds with a strange god, whom he hath acknowledged. He multiplieth honor, and hath caused them to rule over many, and the ground he apportioneth at a price. And at the time of the end, push himself forward with him, doth a king of the south, and storm against him, doth a king of the north, with chariot and with horsemen, and with many ships. And he hath come in to the lands, and hath overflowed, and passed over, and hath come into the desirable land, and many do stumble, and these escape from his hand, Edom, and Moab, and the chief of the sons of Ammon. And he sendeth forth his hand upon the lands, and the land of Egypt is not for an escape. And he hath ruled over treasures of gold and of silver, and over all the desirable things of Egypt, and Lubim and Cushim are at his steps. And reports trouble him out of the east, and out of the north. And he hath gone forth in great fury to destroy, and to devote many to destruction. And he planteth the tents of his palace, between the seas and the holy desirable mountain, and hath come unto his end, and there is no helper to him. Chapter 12. And at that time stood up doth Michael, the great head, who is standing up for the sons of thy people. And there hath been a time of distress, such as hath not been since there hath been a nation till that time. And at that time do thy people escape, every one who is found written in the book. And the multitude of those sleeping in the dust of the ground do awake, some to life age during, and some to reproaches, to abhorrence age during. And those teaching do shine as the brightness of the expanse, and those justifying the multitude as stars to the age and forever. And thou, O Daniel, hide the things, and seal the book till the time of the end. Many do go to and fro, and knowledge is multiplied. And I have looked, I, Daniel, and lo, two others are standing, one here at the edge of the flood, and one there at the edge of the flood. And he saith to the one clothed in linen, who is upon the waters of the flood, Till when is the end of these wonders? And I hear the one clothed in linen, who is upon the waters of the flood. And he doth lift up his right hand and his left unto the heavens, and sweareth by him who is living to the age that, After a time, times, and a half, and at the completion of the scattering of the power of the holy people, finished are all these. And I have heard, and I do not understand. And I say, O my Lord, what is the latter end of these? And he saith, Go, Daniel, for hidden and sealed are the things till the time of the end. Purify themselves, yea, make themselves white, yea, refined are many, and the wicked have done wickedly, and none of the wicked understand, and those acting wisely do understand. And from the time of the turning aside of the perpetual sacrifice, and to the giving out of the desolating abomination, are days 1290. O the blessedness of him who is waiting earnestly, and doth come to the days 1335. And thou, go on to the end, then thou dost rest, and dost stand in thy lot at the end of the days. The end of the book of Daniel, chapters 9 through 12, and the end of the book of Daniel, from the Young's Literal Translation of the Holy Bible. Recording by Mark Penfold.